Be authentic, credible, genuine, and true. Titus 2:1. But as for you, teach what is fitting and becoming to sound wholesome doctrine, possessing the character and right living which identifies true believers. Paul instructed Titus to teach good sound doctrine and to teach people to live right according to God's word, that they might be identified as true believers in Christ. One of the greatest needs of the church today is credibility. We, as believers, are most often known by the world more for what we are against than what we are for. I went downtown and did a small survey among young people and was shocked to find that many perceived the church of today as sidewinders, swindlers, liars, manipulators, adulterers, and so on and so on. Yes, those are the words many used. Are we doing the law, or are we living on earth as it is in heaven? We must each choose an excellent lifestyle that displays the character and attributes of Jesus Christ. When we put a Christian bumper sticker on our car, wear jewelry with a cross on it, or t-shirts with scriptures, we can rest assured people are watching. They are looking for authenticity. We need to be the people of God, not just look like the people of God. We need to reflect Jesus Christ and be the people the world wishes so badly that we were. Let us live a life that makes beautiful the doctrine of the faith. Maybe we should study to learn what the attributes of God are, then plot a course to make adjustments in our lives which reflect that radiant goodness of God. Let us realize it may take a while of being authentic and transparent before others begin to believe our claim of faith, taking us seriously. It's not enough to just walk around quoting scripture. The world wants to see results which match our claims. A beautiful picture in scripture is given in Titus 2:1, where I believe one view of the passage is a picture of a garland around the neck of each believer in Jesus Christ. That garland can represent many things, but for this discussion, let's call it sound doctrine. The idea of a garland is a wreath or crown, but is also one of a beautiful decoration around a window with a view. Each believer is like a window with a view, and the fruit of the Spirit, holiness and godliness, decorate that window like a garland of grace. That garland is for every believer, and there is no sideline bench for the incompetent players. Everybody is on the playing field. Even if you don't think you are, listen to the Lord. You are. What does your garland look like? What good does it do to have a Jesus Loves You sticker on your car and practice road rage, or to be foul-mouthed with a bad attitude toward people in front of your coworkers, or even when you're out of sight around a corner? Our attitudes are contagious. So it would seem to me a couple good questions we should ask ourselves is, what do other people catch from us, and whose life are we reflecting when we display those sorts of attitudes? If you say you love everybody and you're a believer and you go to church, but yet out of the other corner of your mouth you say you hate certain people groups, just hate, hate, hate them, well, consider, what are your kids going to catch from you? What are other people actually going to catch from you? What is it which will eventually ooze from your pores? The Bible is our bottom line concerning our conduct, character, and conversation. And in 1 and 2 Peter, conduct is mentioned 9 times, so it must be important. 1 Timothy 3:15. I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God. which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Well, how we are in the house is how we should be outside the house. It is a gross misunderstanding of the love of God when we go to heaven on Sunday, then live like hell the rest of the week. In your mind, what does it look like if you were to be the sort of person who is holy and godly in your conduct? Do you see yourself walking around with a glowing halo, wearing long robes, acting all pious and always looking up? Or maybe just a regular sort of human being who practices simply being honest and authentic? The Hebrew word used for holiness strongly implies being set apart or fitted for a peculiar purpose. Let us not be untrue to God's design. I encourage us all to examine our lives and to make sure the way we live, as best we can, represents the Lord and what we say we believe. Be authentic. Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.